I'm an unseen force, felt rather than seen, swiftly lost, yet painstakingly constructed. I stand yielding when all aligns, yet disappear into the void at night's fall. What am I? This past weekend, I met Clayton. It was kind of an unlikely thing. I was standing there at the starting line of the Austin Marathon, getting ready, getting my mind right, getting ready for the race. I was probably not the most prepared, but I've been here before. I've been on this starting block before as my second time running the Austin Marathon and my third marathon overall. And Clayton approached me because I was wearing a green hat and he was wearing a green hat. We were both wearing green hats. And why is that significant? Because had I not been wearing that green hat, this interaction might not have happened. And I find that fascinating. The green hat is from Jesse Itzler's All Day Running Company. The All Day Running Company essentially has trademarked that green hat. That green hat symbolizes something. It stands for something more than just, hey, I like to run. And so he found me in a sea of people because I had the same hat as him. And he just opened up with just such a genuine, authentic curiosity, just started asking me all sorts of questions about my life, about my business, and just took a general interest in what I had to say. It was refreshing. It was energizing. It was very energizing. And I remember that feeling. I had that feeling too when I first got into all the social media world and I got into podcasting and live streaming. It's just a general curiosity for what makes other people tick and what drives them. Clayton and I had conversations for the first couple of miles. He veered off, I veered off, we went our separate ways. And somehow at the end of the race, there he was at the finish line. Hey Kyle, come on over here. And so I went over there and we sat there together, our legs destroyed, basking in the sun. If you know anything about running 26 miles, your body gets really cold. Your body temperature drops. So that's why you'll see them put a space blanket around themselves, that aluminum foil looking thing. And so we sat there basking in the sun and he continued to just ask questions and his curiosity was rampant. Finally, it came out. He's a podcaster. Like, Clayton, you're a podcaster? I'm a podcaster. But as I said that, I quickly changed it so well. I was a podcaster. See, I had a podcast in the past. I've had multiple podcasts. Coffee with Kyle's, Connected with Kyle, Dialed In. Always seemed to change it. Never really stuck all the way through. I've been consistently inconsistent with it. Because as much as it fuels me and it makes me happy, and it drives me to let out my creativity and my curiosity in those around me and in solutions that exist and in business models and everything else that exists, the curiosity drives me. It wasn't connecting in a revenue positive direction. And so that was something that caused me to burn out. And burnout happens. But I've been looking for that door for the last couple of years. I've been looking for the door. I want to walk through that door. And on the other side of that door, I want to be producing content again at scale. And I found the door. I see the door. I know how to open the door. I know how to walk through that door and I know how to kill it. I know how to do that. But I'm at the door and I hesitate. I hesitate to open it and go inside. You've ever been there? Just like stuck. Like you know exactly what to do. You know exactly how to do it. And you just don't, something is pulling you back. Like you just, you don't want to open Pandora's box. You don't want to open that door because there's a slew of cause and effect that come along with it. Yet, here I am today opening that door and I'm not just walking through it. I'm bursting through. I'm running through. I have to. Got to go the distance. And so back to Clayton. Tells me about his podcast. Check it out. The Journey with Clayton Nelson. And just the energy that he brought, just it was inspiring. I mean, it's probably the reason that I'm walking through this door sooner than later. It's probably the reason that I'm opening this door now and walking through it and talking to you guys today. I want to talk about a little thing called trust. Back to the riddle we opened up with, who am I? Trust. If you guessed correctly, you were right. It's the cornerstone of every facet of life. Yet, in 2024, it's something that appears to be increasingly in short supply. I mean, let's face it, look around at the news, look around at geopolitics, look around at your circle of consultants, salespeople, vendors, look at the clients. Clients, look inside your own organizational structure. People are tending to prioritize self-gain over loyalty and integrity. Now, there's nothing wrong with self-gain, but loyalty and integrity are important. They're table stakes. They need to be there. We need to have trust in our fellow man and our fellow woman. It's the foundation. We must resist the temptation to embrace blanket skepticism, to become a cynic, to believe that everyone is out there for themselves. While there may be some truth in this in certain scenarios, adopting such a mindset universally is not only unhealthy, but it could steer you away from genuine connections. Think about the connection I made with Clayton. My experiences with broken trust span across various relationships from vendors, consultants, co-founders, employees, clients, and partners. These experiences remind us of our shared human fallibility. There's a saying that a lot of the internet gurus talk about, and I'm sure you've heard it, but you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I'll add to that, you are the average of the company you keep. You are the average of the people that are sitting on the same side of the table as you. And so a critical focus needs to be addressed. A critical focus shouldn't merely be on the people that are across the table from you, aka trying to sell you some services or work on some sort of partnership. But the critical focus should be on those who are sitting right beside you. Are they allies through thick and thin, or are they merely passengers on a train waiting for their stop, looking for that perfect moment to jump in self-interest? I've witnessed enough backroom dealings, quid pro quo arrangements, and I understand that trust is not freely given. It is meticulously built like a fortress, brick by brick. In challenging times, the foundation of your circle should be solidarity, not betrayal. When was the last time you evaluated the loyalty of your close circle? Zero trust is a great concept in cybersecurity, but zero trust in real life does not work. We need to trust one another, and we need to figure out quickly who we can trust, bring those people closer, and figure out quickly who we can't trust and push those people away. So do you have these people in your corner? Do you have these people in your life that you fully trust? And are there other people in your life that you're just not sure of? Or you could trust them, but you have a weird feeling in the pit of your stomach, like maybe you can't, that gut feeling. So consider this trust checklist as a tool for discerning the integrity of your relationships, both professional and personal. Transparency. Does your relationship seek the whole truth or only parts of a story, only the Instagram reels? Is there mutual benefit? Is it truly a win-win relationship? Is it symbiotic? Is there value being offered to both parties, or is one person gaining over the other? Consistency. Is it reliable? Are the actions and words spoken to each other reliable? Can you depend on one another? Are they steadfast, or do they change as fast as the wind? Respect. Fundamental, profound. Is there respect? Honoring each other's boundaries and perspectives? Understanding. Is there a deep level of empathy for one another? Is the support unwavering, especially in times of challenge and adversity? And is it genuine and consistent? And finally, are there shared goals, shared purposes? Shared goals solidify bonds. Are your objectives aligned, and are they propelling you in the same direction? Embracing a zero trust policy in real life fosters isolation, not security. Thanks for listening to my thoughts and rants for the day and for the week. And I hope that you truly have these people in your corner. I hope that your circle of trust is strong. And I hope that continues for you. If you don't currently have a trusted partner for IT procurement, all things cybersecurity as a service and customer experience as a service, hit me up. It's what I do. Check us out in the show notes, catchadvisors.com. Happy to help you. Catch you later.